Welcome back to Between the Lines. Taxpayers may be on the hook for another $175,000 in legal fees in Republicans' appeal of a federal panel of judges ruling that their redistricting map was unconstitutional. We've already been forced to shell out more than $2 million to defend the maps. Joining us on the final segment of the show, the director of the government watchdog group Common Cause in Wisconsin, Jay Heck. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Greg. Great to be with you. Thanks.
Yeah, pleasure having you on the program. So let me first of all ask you this. Are there other situations over the years where lawmakers felt it was important to take the case as far as they could go in court because they felt it was the right thing to do and taxpayers had to pay? Or is this a first?
Well, if there was, I can't think of any case where it was such a narrow, selfish, partisan reason and not in the public interest. I mean, we, as you mentioned, we have spent, taxpayers have shelled out over $2.1 million to defend what have been declared unconstitutional voter maps. And last week, and by the way, these contracts were signed last week, and we only found out yesterday, Senator Fitzgerald, the Senate Majority Leader, and the Assembly Speaker, Robin Voss, signed contracts for at least $175,000 in additional taxpayer money to pay for an out-of-state law firm to defend these unconstitutional maps. Now, it's $175,000, but it's an additional $100,000 and perhaps $50,000 more than that if there's further work to be done. And in addition to that, they have signed a contract with a Wisconsin law firm that would pay them $300 an hour. So that's in addition to the $175,000. So there's no telling how high these legal fees could cost us. And no, this is not in the public interest, and it's been done without public input and without any discussion with anybody other than themselves. And I think it's a travesty. It's just, you know, the State Department of Justice and the Attorney General are already defending these maps. The taxpayers are paying for that cost. So in addition to that, there'll be this additional money. And I don't care whether you're a conservative or a liberal, a Republican or a Democrat. This is just not a good use of taxpayer money at a time when a lot of other programs in the state are starved for funding.
What if the Supreme Court rules in their favor and then they say, see?
Well, again, I don't know that the work that would be done by the Attorney General, Brad Schimel, and the Department of Justice wouldn't be able to do the job and have the same result if the Supreme Court does rule in their favor. So this is just additional money being spent because the legislative leaders want to hire the former Solicitor General under the Bush administration, Paul Clement, who's with this firm Kirkland & Ellis out of Chicago and Washington. And he charges up to $1,300 an hour. So it's overkill on the part of those who are defending these maps. And again, how is this in the public interest other than benefiting the legislative leadership and Republicans who have been given safe districts in the state? It doesn't benefit taxpayers at large. And it's certainly the fact that it was all done without any public input and public discussion about it, I just think makes it incredibly suspect. If they win, and by the way, I don't think they will if it goes to the Supreme Court, but if they do, again, their costs are covered by the taxpayers already through the Department of Justice.
All right. Have you heard at all when the Supreme Court will take this case, if they will?
I don't. Nobody knows for sure, and it could come at any time. The formal appeal by the Department of Justice has not been filed yet. The Attorney General has said he will be doing this. And keep in mind that the federal court panel last month ordered the Wisconsin legislature to begin redrawing the 2011 maps. Those maps are gone. So new maps will have to be drawn regardless of what the Supreme Court says, unless the Supreme Court says to stop it. And of course, we don't know that until the Department of Justice files the appeal. But in any event, I mean, that in and of itself is going to be a controversial process because the Republicans control the legislative chambers, of course, and so they'll have a hand, a larger hand in drawing the maps. But the courts have said that it's got to be more transparent and the maps cannot be as hyperpartisan.
What do you make of the fact that they move forward? In this case, it's the Republicans who are in control. Yeah. That they are moving forward with this appeal. They're still defending the maps. And they if they felt that the public, the general public, was adamantly opposed to what they're doing or outraged by this, They wouldn't do this because it would be politically damaging. But they are confident enough that it's not, that the public doesn't care, or there are enough support for them that this doesn't matter.
Well, the public does care. We know that literally hundreds of calls have gone into both the offices of Senator Fitzgerald and Assembly Speaker Voss. And we also know that there have been many contacts made with members of the legislature.
They just know that they're secure enough within their positions,
that's the point. They're secure enough because they have safe districts, which they drew in 2011. So no amount of public pressure is going to change them because they know that they'll be utterly safe. And that's the whole point of the lawsuit, and that's the whole point of the federal decision, is that these maps that they drew in 2011 were so hyperpartisan.
Right.
Now, the one saving grace is that when they do redraw the lines, the federal courts have said that they will review the new maps that the Republicans will be in charge of drawing in 2017 before they become law. So they have to be more transparent.